Welcome to another Book on the Shelf podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
And for episode 116.
Yeah.
We are hanging out, which is also crazy to think that it's already been like 3 months since our last hangout.
Right?
Which was like in December, like mid-December.
Wild.
I don't know how time works. Which I only proved earlier today when I was like warming up my lunch and I put it in the microwave for 45 seconds and the amount of stuff that I was able to do in 45 seconds. And then I was like, wait, how long did I put it in there for? Nope, just 45 seconds. Time blindness. So. What's been going on since the middle of December of last year?
Lots, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are the holidays? You know,
the holidays were whatever. They were fine. How were your holidays?
I literally did nothing.
I mean, that sounds great. Oh, yeah. No, it took me 11 hours to drive to Ottawa. Oh, that's what happened during my holidays. I got caught in a snowstorm and got caught on a back road for a couple hours. And then, yeah, 11 hours. The drive takes 5.
Oof. Yeah, not good times. No,
it was terrible times, actually. We thought we were going to have to sleep in our car, which was bananas. Yeah. But, yeah.
This is just Canada. It's not good traveling for the holidays almost anywhere. Like, it's always something.
Well, and, like, every weekend now is, like, a snowstorm. Apparently, we're supposed to have another winter storm this weekend.
Well, because, like, it's snowing right now.
Yeah, I know. It's been snowing all day.
Well, then I have Friday off for one of our, like, mental wellness days or whatever. Like, took it off. I don't know. I'm super Irish, I guess. I don't know. Celebrating the holy days. And I was, like, had this plan. I was going to, like, walk up to this place, do these things. It's supposed to rain all day and then snow all weekend. Like,
Yep. On the plus side, I planned a trip to Europe, so
yay,
going to Europe for 6 weeks, guys.
That's so crazy.
I know. I still can't believe it's real, even though all my stuff is booked. Okay, so I'm going to. So we're starting in Spain. So we're gonna do. It's just over 2 weeks since. I think it's like 2.5 weeks in Spain, and then I'm going with my sister, and she's doing a yoga teacher training in Portugal. So then. I'm going to be in Portugal for 3 weeks, just like on my own, bumming around. And then we're going to meet up again and do Lisbon and like the little south of, Portugal together, Lagos. And then I fly home and she goes to Italy because she's just going to keep on traipsing through Europe, I guess.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't realize she was like staying longer too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she goes to Ireland after that.
Oh yeah.
But it's going to be really nice when we do Barcelona and Madrid. A friend of ours is meeting us over there, so we're going to do that with her, which is going to be really fun. She lives in Ireland now, so that'll be nice to see her. Yeah, so I'm just going to, like, drink all the wine and do all the, like, eat all the tapas.
Yes.
And just, like, chill and get some writing done in Portugal.
Sweet.
So, yeah. Also, which I actually haven't mentioned yet.
Ooh.
I actually don't even think I mentioned it to you yet.
No.
I'm co.
But I know what it is because someone else told me.
I'm co-hosting retreats with my sister.
Yay!
I don't know why I keep forgetting to tell people this, but anyway, I'm doing one in July.
Yeah.
In Fort Erie, mm-hmm. And then another one in Prince Edward County the first or second weekend of September. I cannot quite recall.
What kind of retreat?
How they fall. It's a yoga writing retreat. Ooh. So she's going to be doing yoga stuff, and I'm going to be running some writing workshops. So it's going to be super fun.
That's amazing.
I'm really excited. It's all up on my sister's website, actually, because she actually has a website and all ready to go. So
so we will put that in the show notes.
We'll put it in the show notes, because if you want to do that,
yeah,
please do. Everything's up. You can book. We're ready to go.
But yeah, no, Katie totally told me that one time. I can't even remember now how she ended up telling me.
I don't know why I keep forgetting. It's just like I keep meaning to tell you.
But you
every time
don't.
I talk to my sister about it, I'm like, oh, I have to tell Jed about this. I haven't told Jed about this yet. And then like whenever we're talking, I just like completely forget it's a thing that exists.
I think it's because
my brain is terrible.
Well, because we have the same brain. I think we have a lot of conversations.
Yes.
That are in our heads and one-sided, and then we don't realize also it didn't that. Happen in real life.
Right. There's also that. But anyway, I'm very excited. So I'm gonna be using a lot of my time in Portugal too to like plan out all of the writing workshops and get some reading done on different writing craft books and just like that kind of thing. So I'm That's really excited. Really cool. Yeah.
Well, and kind of speaking to that, if anyone does read our book club books, mm-hmm. Our current book club book is The Writing Life by Annie Dillard, yes. Which probably would be helpful for those things.
Absolutely. That was by design.
That's so fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Yeah. I'm not traveling quite that far.
That's okay.
But I am going to Boston again.
Yay!
Obviously never for my actual birthday because of the marathon.
Oh, right.
It's always, my birthday is always marathon weekend. So like the marathon's on the Monday. So it just never matter. It just doesn't matter when it falls. Like it's always just too close. So number one, everything's booked up like years in advance.
Right.
Or if you can find somewhere, it's like literally 4 to 5 times the price. Like so expensive. So that's why last year I went like the day after. So that was really cool because you could like, it was still kind of, you know, the vibes were still there and like
right
all the like the a lot of the runners and stuff were still there and like hanging out. So like but this time I'm going the week before.
Cool.
Because you're going to Europe.
Yes. Correct.
And just on cue the podcast shows up
to like, interview. This is about me.
Yes. But yeah, my plan so is basically the same as always. Go to Harvard and write, go to Concord and write, and then for the last few days, my friend Ian is coming and he's never been, so.
Oh, fun.
I'll get to show him. We've kind of like, you know, picked the neighborhoods and stuff, and I think we're going to probably do like Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, which I haven't been to in a really long time. And it's also just like, number one, stunning. It's so beautiful. Like, it's the.
Nice.
The museum, like, you've probably seen pictures where, because like it has like an inner courtyard that's like open,
okay,
but like full of plants.
Yes.
And it's the one that had the, like, massive art heist that's
yes.
never been solved.
That is mostly how I know that museum. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yes. Can you? Yes. Okay. Yeah. Podcat is very excited about this. so, yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think I went there the first time. I think I went, like, maybe, like, the second time I went. But, yeah. So, either way, it's been. I mean, not that it really changes, but. So, we'll do that and, like, all of our, you know, got to get cannolis and. We've mapped out all of our coffee shops as
Yay.
Usual.
That's fantastic.
And then realistically, probably New York again in May.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Just for work. Which is the one thing that I've done since the holidays, is I went to New York for work.
Yes.
And it
exciting.
Was, like, so random because it was a million degrees and, like...
Ugh.
The middle of February, but like the most like April spring weather ever. And then I came home and yeah, now we just keep having snowstorms.
Oh my god. It's like literally one every weekend. I don't yeah. understand what's happening.
And I didn't get to any new bookstores, but I did get to a bunch of new cafes in New York.
Yeah, there was that one
The Lost Draft that I think about
yeah,
every day.
Yeah, it looks so cute. We put that in our newsletter, I
yeah.
think.
So it kind of has, so obviously like we talk about Page One, which is in Toronto a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the writing one. There's lots of typewriters. It has that like, you're supposed to go there to write, which is what we used to do, which is then how we ended up here 1,000 years later. man, wild.
Truly wild.
But it's kind of more the like screenwriter, screenplay
oh,
side
fun.
Of it.
Oh, that's cool.
So
that's
there's
cool.
a lot of little like director's chairs, and like piles of like old script paper
fun.
And like film magazines, and there's one spot where there's like a couple like old theater chairs, and I think they might actually like project something there sometimes.
Oh, fun. That's cool.
But then also just like the lattes were amazing. And
amazing.
On the napkins, which is just hilarious because this is such a us thing. The actual napkins aren't, they're not just like branded with the last draft. They actually have like, it looks like a little like note paper to like take notes on.
Oh, okay.
That's which I'm cool. just like, oh, that's such a, you
I
know,
love that.
Like receipt paper, napkin, yeah. scribbling notes. And I was like, oh my God.
That's so cute. Oh my God. I'm obsessed with that. I need to go to this place.
Right?
Oh. Yeah.
And yeah, it was just like every drink that I had. Because like I went, it's actually really close to my office. So I ended up going a couple times. And like, it was just so delicious.
Amazing.
I feel like I took a picture of the napkin. I was just going to like try and read what it said. Oh, you know, because it has like, it's like story. And then like page number and like writer. And then it has like little breakdowns for like how you could like write out a scene. It's really cool. It's really cute. But I like stuff like that in like cafes where it's not like too, I don't know, like unique branded whatever, but like, you know, like when they're like trying too hard.
Yeah, when it's kind of like gimmicky.
Yeah, whereas this was just like cute and really nice. And like it would also just like, there was a lot of really good seating and
amazing.
Yeah,
that's all you want from a cafe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is literally how I plan my Boston trips is I pick out the cafes, I mean, and then that's where I'm gonna like
as you should,
right?
Yeah, as you should. And we would have had really fun things that we did, because we were supposed to go to, so is it the University of Toronto?
Yeah.
That does it. Yeah. Their astronomy department does something called Astronomy on Tap. Yeah. Where they have like, basically they rent out the Great Hall in Toronto, which is yeah. like an event space, and you go and there's like astronomy talks and you have some drinks and I think there's like some like quiz stuff and
yeah,
I don't know, we haven't been before. We were supposed to go on Friday, but we were thwarted yes. by the terrible snowstorm.
I know. And
I was so sad about it.
Well, and because if you so episode, I don't know,
oh God, I don't know either, episode it was your book club pick from yeah. last year.
Wait, I just had it pulled up. Episode 107.
Okay.
How I Killed Pluto and Why.
Yeah.
It was when we were reading that book and learned that there were, like, these things that the U of T astronomy department put on mm-hmm. That we could go to. So then this was finally one that we could go to, and we got snowstormed. Ugh.
Mm-hmm. It was really rude.
But eventually, we will have space things to talk about.
Oh, we will. Absolutely. Summer is going to be our time. It would be spring, except that I'm not going to be here, so.
Yeah. And summer will be our time in that way of, like, we are not summer girls, and not
oh,
for
no,
the heat,
not at all.
But for the actual maybe doing things.
Yes. In the evening, when the sun is disappearing.
Yes. Not for the reasons that everyone else is all like, ooh, hot girl summer.
No. We're like sweaty girl summer.
We are like nighttime
melted
summer girls.
Puddle girl summer. Yeah, night owl summer, so that the sun can go away. Although I must say, the fact that it's 6 o'clock right now and still
yes.
really bright outside, time sometimes change. Daylight savings is good.
Yeah. Anything else happening? Did anything happen in January? I was trying to think about this like earlier today.
I don't remember a single thing that happened in January. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah.
I just, like, it was just here and gone.
Well, January was really weird because it felt like it was going really, really slowly, and then all of a sudden it was over.
Yeah.
And February felt like it basically didn't exist. Oof. Like, that month was so fast, I don't even know where February went. I was so busy in February that, like, all I did was work. So, I have nothing exciting to say. Oh, I did a little bit more background work. That was fun.
Ooh. Oh,
I was yeah. on Cross, which is the new Alex Cross show that's coming out. I don't know when. But either way, it's filming in Toronto.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's cool.
I got to be in an episode, so that was fun.
That's super fun.
Yeah. That's my most exciting thing, though, so.
Anything else background-y acting-wise happening, coming up, writing,
no,
classes,
not yet.
Anything?
I did get a call back
Ooh.
For one audition that I sent in, which was really exciting. I did not get the part. Oh. However, it was my first call back, so that was exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It was also for, like, playing a part of a teenager. So, like, I probably am too old for that.
Well.
You know? Which is fine.
It's hard to say. Hard to
It was also
say.
My first in-person audition. I've only ever done self-tape auditions or like Zoom auditions. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was at the Toronto Film School.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was cool too. Anyway, we're going places, you know?
Yes.
Oh, and I guess I'm supposed to have been working on editing my book, which has sort of happened. But also February, like I said, was kind of a disaster. So trying to get back on that train now. I want to have it done before I leave so that I can query while I'm away.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not to be like, whatever, but time crunch.
Oh, I know. The thing is, if I sit down and do it, the editing is actually not going to take me that long.
Yeah.
It doesn't need like super massive overhauls. It just needs like minor tweaks here and there. So, yeah.
That's super exciting.
Yeah.
Yes. I've sort of been writing-ish, but nothing like... None of the things I'm supposed to be working on, of course. Because that's how it works. Like when you have one story completely planned out and then you kind of get an idea for another one and then become obsessed with that one and then have that one like virtually planned out, but you just have to like sit down and write and then all of a sudden get another idea and then become obsessed with that character and like spend all your time researching that story and planning it out.
Yeah.
And then like writing scenes with like some like Tumblr writer friend people.
Oh, fun.
And for more on it. And then you're just like, oh, what about those other stories?
I mean, this is my current problem, is that I've been working on this one for so long that now I have all these other ideas floating around. I'm like, which one do I pick?
Well, it's so hard because you just like get, hello ADHD, like hyper fixated on the one.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like, because it's new and shiny, right? And,
right.
Although part of it isn't even that, like, the last times when I was working on story number one, I was like all in. Like I have like notes. I got my iPad and my good notes and like a notebook and like chapters and things. And then that was when I went to New York in October. And like my routine and just like my brain was thrown off because I was traveling. It was work. It was chaos. It, you know, like it was different. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of right when I had the new idea. And then I came back and it just, then that happened. And then I don't know how story number three just came from somewhere and then now I'm obsessed and it's turning into how I'm like all the books that I want to read and all the books that I'm reading. So it's growing much larger than I think I'm just going to have to write it to like get it out because it's taking over too much of my life.
Right.
Because the main character is a photographer. Not familiar at all. Yeah, this one's definitely not semi-autobiographical at all, whatsoever, in any...
Not even a little.
No, not even... Even if I remotely said anything else, it would be just be like, is that a fictional story? But it is. It. But I feel like it's like that good, in that good way, where like, not that I'm like working through things, but that kind of like closing the door on something maybe, or like... figuring, I don't know. Or I guess maybe that's just what people do. They write stuff that's fiction, but it's totally based on their life, because that's totally what people do all the time.
Oh, 100%.
100%
people do that all the time.
Yeah, that's literally what people do, and I guess I just never, yeah.
There's a whole word for it.
Oh. What is the word?
It's like, isn't it like semi-autobiographical or something?
Something like that, yeah. Right, because there's the Pete Wentz book, Gray, that I've read a few times. Whenever I'm super emo, I'm like, oh. And that's just it. Like, you read it and, like, you're like, this is Pete Wentz. This is Fall Out Boy. But it's not. It's, like, made-up character and made-up band.
Right.
But you're like, no, this is Pete Wentz.
Right.
To, like everything. You're like, this is Pete Wentz. But, yeah, technically... it's fiction.
Yeah.
So that's what we're rolling with.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, so it's also just an excuse for me to buy new books. Oops.
I love that.
I feel like I've been pretty good about like not, at the, well, let me rephrase this, not buying physical hard copy books.
Oh, fair enough.
But then because I had to get the new the new book club book. Couldn't just order one book.
No, that's of course not
fair. Then that book would have to travel by himself. Like, that's not okay.
No.
So yeah, whatever. We'll get to those new books. Have you read anything since the middle of December?
I have read every book that we have covered on the podcast.
Yep.
But I also did read, I did read one more. This is, I do have actually technically two more. Oh my God, I didn't even realize.
Yes.
So
are you looking at your StoryGraph? Just got a shout out StoryGraph.
I'm actually looking at my little keep note. I have books that I want to. So basically what, so when you're like querying your book or whatever, you're supposed to have like comp titles. So like books that you can compare it to.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to read some sort of like, you know, YA witchy fiction.
Ooh.
So I read Spellbook of the Lost and Found by Moira Fowley Doyle, which was really good. I don't know if it'll work as a comp title, but it was excellent.
Nice.
Yes. So it's like some teens in Ireland and they find this spell book that you can like do a spell to like bring back some lost things, but it like warns you that there's a price, and it's this whole thing that unfolds and there's like a bunch of different perspectives. It's really interesting. It's really well done. I really, really, really liked it.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then the other thing that I've been like reading more books about is because I want to write a portal fantasy.
I feel like I ask this every time. But this is just like where you like go through the cabinet or whatever, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. So
literal. Portal,
like a literal portal. There's usually a literal portal. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's not quite as literal. Like, I think that Peter Pan would technically be a portal fantasy, even though they don't actually go through, like, a door or anything. But they do end up in another world.
Yeah.
That's basically all it is. Mm. You end up in another world. And I have this idea floating around, but I want to read more of them to get a sense of what's already out there. So I read The Summer Tree by Guy Gavriel Kay, which is like one from the 80s. There's a bunch from the 80s. I have a whole list of books that I'm going to be reading.
That sounds like
pretty 80s. Yeah. Anyway, it starts in Toronto, which is kind of fun.
Weird.
Yeah, it is really weird. They're like at U of T and they're like walking down Philosopher's Walk at one point. And I was like, oh my God, this is so strange. And then they end up in like this, you know, very like European sort of other world, you know.
Yeah.
Like a Narnia type situation.
Cool.
I am also working my way through the Narnia books, so I'm actually reading Prince Caspian right now. Because I've never read them all.
I definitely haven't read any of them.
Oh, okay.
No, that's probably a lie. Probably as a child I read... Is The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe the first one? No, it's not. Never mind.
No. It, this is an interesting question, because it is the first one he wrote.
But it's not the actual... But
it is not technically... Chronologically, it is not the first book, and there is some debate over whether you should read them chronologically, starting with The Magician's Nephew and going through like the chronological timeline as it exists in the book, or starting with The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe and reading them in the order that he published them.
And that's just, it's one of those things where in my head, like, I absolutely may not have read that book. I have 100% no idea, but it just sounds like maybe I would have read it, but then I'm like,
right,
because I feel like that's one that I knew, so at the very least I wasn't, like, footloosed out of that one, because, like, that's something that I knew.
It's definitely his most well-known one. Like, it's the one that everybody knows when they think of the Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah.
It's the one that, like, everybody ends up reading or, like, watching the whichever movie adaptation you watch.
That just always makes me think of the SNL skit. It's one of, like, it's, like, the first or second of the, like, digital shorts from The Lonely Island. The Chronic. What? Calls of Narnia. Oh my God. So good.
That's hilarious.
It's like Sandberg and I can't well. Huh? Somebody else. Yeah, so good. There's like amazing. A rapping about Chronicles of Narnia. Oh man. Right. Have you listened to any like audiobooks or anything else happening? Nope. Anything else going on?
Nothing at all.
Cool. Love it.
Zero things.
Well, because the same though, right? Like, because I was writing on my list. And because like, so I'm apparently I'm right on track for my books wise on my story graphs.
Nice. I suspect I'm not.
I'm behind on my pages though. Whereas like last year I was
I didn't even try pages this year.
Well, that's what it was, because I kept them both the same. So both of them were like 50 books and like 10,000 pages. Because like I think last year I was like crushed my pages goal somehow.
Nice.
Oh yeah, I ended up at almost 14,000 pages.
Oh, that's amazing.
And 61 out of 50 books.
Nice.
But yeah, I'm right on track book wise, but I'm behind 116 pages this year. So I don't know. I've been reading, I think part of that might be like the audiobooks, so like I've been trying to tweak it, so like, because now you can also track minutes.
Oh yeah.
I have like, so a couple of my audiobooks I couldn't get them translated to minutes, so like I'm ahead of my audiobook minutes because I set a goal of 40 hours and I'm already at 13.
Okay,
so like I guess it all kind of balances out, right? I'm a little behind mm-hmm. on pages, but I'm ahead on minutes. So,
nice.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I totally thought I'd like read all these like non-podcast books, but I had not.
I mean, listen, so did I, and like as much as I just like listed three books.
Yeah.
Three books? Well, sort of. I'm still not finished reading Prince Caspian, despite the fact that it's 200 pages long and a children's book with illustrations occasionally throughout it.
Yeah.
But also The Summer Tree, I was already halfway through, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and yeah, so, like, I read a few more of the volumes of Fatale.
Nice.
So, like, that's,
oh, yeah,
you know,
I still haven't done that.
Yeah. And then I listened to Cinema Speculation, which was that Quentin Tarantino book, which was really, really good.
Nice.
That was audio. And then I've been listening to Minor Feelings by Kathy Park Hong.
I have that book.
Because my goal was meant, I wanted to do like one audiobook a month, but I didn't quite finish it in February.
And that's okay. February is a shorter month. Well, okay.
Yeah, I know. But it was one, like, right now we're having snowstorms, like I'm not going for walks, like,
yeah,
even though like I walked so much in New York, because that's what in my head I was like, oh perfect, like I'll be in, like, no problem. Well, and this sounds like so douchey, but I was just like, I wasn't like listening to the city, I just wasn't even thinking about, whereas like here at home I always, as soon as I go out, I'm like headphones, audiobook, like no matter how short the walk. But in New York I just wasn't even thinking about it.
Yeah, it's funny because I was doing that for a while when I was walking my dog. Yeah. But yeah, sometimes I like not having, like, not listening to something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, same.
I'm always very conflicted.
It depends on, like, how much is going on in my brain, because I either need
yeah
one more thing to then kind of keep that part of the brain busy so I can focus on something else.
Right.
Or the opposite version of, like, I need to not have other, you know.
Yes.
Brains.
Indeed. She's a mess.
Oof. But then last week I read Funny You Should Ask, which was a rom-com, which is so not weird. But it was super, super cute. And like, it was about a writer. She was a journalist. I was telling you about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so like she writes an article about an actor and then like, you know, all kinds of stuff happens. Like, she becomes super famous because of the article. Everyone thinks that, like, something happened between them. And then you don't really know if something did or not. And then it cuts back and forth between the article that she wrote, the actual happening of that first weekend, but then also 10 years later when she's, like, interviewing him, in theory interviewing him again for, like, a new article, because everyone wants to see, like, the throwback because, like, it was such a big deal. So it's kind of like all jumping around, and there's like little like news clippings and stuff, sort of like Haley Aldridge is still here, or the unraveling of Cassidy Holmes, like where it kind of has, you get a little bit,
mm-hmm.
or even the Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo did that too,
right?
Where it had the little like newspaper clippings and stuff. But yeah, it was just super cute, and I read it so fast, and I was just like, oh,
nice.
Maybe things actually can be fun and cute and happy.
Yeah,
oh, wait.
Of course.
That doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right to me. Do you have anything, like, because again, at this point, we've only read book club books. What do you want to read? What are your
Okay.
plans? Are you bringing, I'm assuming you're bringing the Kobos with you on the trip. What are your,
I'm absolutely bringing my Kobo on the trip
what's the
because that's going to
plan?
be the most, like, the easiest one to carry. I am bringing, I have like physical copies of a bunch of the writing books, but the
Which is,
ones that are pretty small. Most of them aren't like super heavy books, so I'm going to bring those with me. But those are probably the only physical books I'm going to bring because I'm just going to like use the library to read all my other ones. So what I really want to bring with me, or like have on my Kobo, basically, These Witches Don't Burn by, oh God, what's her name? This is going to be another comp title book, which I think might be Isabel Sterling. Okay, that's what I thought. Which I think might be a little bit more relevant. And I think it's a little bit of a newer book, which also is helpful. So I want to read that. I want to read The Neverending Story. Because I've
Amazing.
only ever seen the movie, but that's a kind of portal fantasy-ish. Not quite. It's a weird hybrid one.
Okay.
It's like not quite because like Bastion is reading the book and he's like not really there, but also kind of there. So anyway.
Oh, so like it's a little Princess Bride too. That's sort
Yeah,
of
a
be like
little
reading the
bit,
book
except
and
that
then.
Bastion can actually influence the story.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm interested to read that one.
Does the thing with the horse happen in that first one? Oof. Or is that the
And
second
yeah,
one?
in the Neverending Story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the first one. Artax in the Swamps of Sadness.
How did anyone survive kids' movies in the 80s?
Honestly, I don't know. They
'Cause
were a
like
wild ride.
they were it, that was yeah.
Between that and like the Jim Henson ones, like Labyrinth and Dark Crystal, I actually never saw Dark Crystal, but
Either. But still, just like
all the Don Bluth animated ones are all a little bit terrifying in moments. Like The Secret of NIM is kind of scary.
Oh,
Yeah.
even like, freaking Fievel, it's so sad.
Oh my God.
American Tail. American Tail? Yeah.
Yes, An American Tale. Land Before Time,
Oh.
All Dogs Go to Heaven. Don Bluth was like, I'm gonna mess these children up emotionally. If I don't emotionally scar these children, I have not done my job. To
Before
be fair,
time.
he's also my favorite, so
Yeah.
do with that what you will.
Any other books or any just like fun, separate kind of whatever books or just.
I mean, not really. I'm
Yeah.
kind of doing all
Which is what we should be doing. Focused.
like workish books.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all books I want to read anyway. Like, I am reading them because I want to read them and like they're influencing my own storytelling
Yeah.
because I enjoy them. So, yeah, but all the rest of them are just going to be the writing books. So, The Writing Life by Annie Dillard and then The Writing of Fiction by, oh God, what's her name? Edith Wharton. And then Steering the Craft by Ursula K. Le Guin. So just
Oh
gonna
yeah.
be doing all of those,
Love
basically.
it. Love,
Yeah,
love, love it.
that's my plan for while I'm away.
That's cool. That'll be good.
Yeah. What do you want to read?
Well, I feel like I need something to counteract the rom-com because
That's valid.
so I might do like another like quick thriller because I think I
Oh,
have
nice.
like two more Riley Sagers that I haven't read because I have or no wait because I have Survived the Night, but then there's also the house across the lake I think. Which I don't physically have yet, but it's out. But then, like, he has another one coming out this summer.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Whose name I definitely can't remember.
I'll find out.
Excellent. So I feel like I kind of want to catch up on those. And I have Daisy Darker by Alice Feeney, which a lot of people have talked about. And just because like those are really good, like, you can kind of read in a weekend, fun,
Yeah.
fast thrillers that I like. But like I also really want to finish not Practical Magic. What's the other one? What's the
The Book
one?
of Magic?
Yes. Because last year when I went to Boston, I started reading that because I was like, oh, ha, 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 I'm going to go to Massachusetts and read a witch book. And then only read it when I was in Massachusetts.
That book is actually also on my list for
because, yeah, I'm apparently 13% in, and I know that I really, really liked that person. Because, like,
right.
At this point, like, because we're, again, we can never figure out, speaking of timeline, the timeline of that series. But, like, this is, like, the amount that I've read so far is, like, current, actual, like, right now sort of a thing.
Right.
So.
Cool.
There's that. Well, in the end, yeah, I have my, while you are reading the writing books, I am reading the photography books. But that kind of have, like, it's, like, best of both worlds. Because I have On Photography by Susan Sontag, which just feels, like, so
nice.
Referencey and
yeah.
Douchebaggy. I definitely
I've read excerpts of that.
I definitely have, too, like, in university, like, yeah. In film school. So I'm kind of curious to see, like, if I go through and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I remember this part, mm-hmm. or something like that. But it's just, what does it say here? Oh, it's her groundbreaking critique of photography. Asks forceful questions about the moral and aesthetic issues surrounding this art form. Photographs are everywhere, and the insatiability of the photographing eye has profoundly altered our relationship with the world.
Nice.
Blah, blah, whatever. So I'm like, ooh, intrigue. Mm-hmm. But then I also got Annie Leibovitz's book.
Oh, cool.
It's called At Work. And so it's sort of, I've only read a few pages, but it has, like, memoir vibes, but then obviously there's pictures. But then it's meant to kind of be like, this is how to be a good photographer. Like, it's not,
oh, okay,
and, like,
yeah.
Not instructional, like, because I have, like, very instructional, like,
right.
Manual style,
like, technical
photography books. Well, I mean, they're from the early 2000s, so hard to say. like that, but, you know, like, that kind of actual, like, technical,
yeah.
Manual stuff. But this is kind of more, I don't know, not exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it's kind of her, like, explaining her photographs, and then, like, just kind of, like, and also, like, when she switches from film to digital. So, like, that's really interesting, because, like, obviously she started
is really interesting,
the 60s and 70s and stuff. And obviously it's just, like, Annie Leibovitz, so I'm excited to read that, because I feel like that'll, both of these are kind of just, like, for me personally, obviously my thing, but then also, like, the one story that I'm working on, I think will kind of hopefully have some sort of effect on that story.
Yeah.
And then I have a couple of graphic novels. Actually, they're both from Self-Made Hero. It's the Thoreau and Me graphic novel, which is about a French artist who, like, sees and talks to the spirit of Henry David Thoreau. And it's kind of about, like, environmentalism and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
But then also I have one that's about Basquiat, who is my favorite artist. So I'm excited to dive in. I actually got the Basquiat one at TCAF last year.
Oh, cool.
But Self-Made Hero is really, really cool. Every time I see their Instagram, they just have, like, it's all graphic novels, but, like, a lot of them are sort of, like, biographical, nonfiction.
Nice.
Whatever, like, there's definitely one on Diego Rivera. I think there's, the desert, New Mexico, Arizona. Oh, my God, George O'Keefe. I'm like, I can see the, like, peach colors. and they work with these, like, sisters that do a lot of, like, taking stories and turning them into graphic novels that are really cool. So
very cool.
Super shout out to Self-Made Hero. I want to read all of their books.
Nice.
All of their books. And then, I mean, you know, I only have, like, 100 on my Kobo. I was talking with a friend last night.
I mean, you know, just a few. No big deal.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, never mind. They, like, act, like, because I talked about how I got these, like, physical books. And, I mean, I guess I do have, like, I still have a somewhat large physical TBR. But then I was like, oh, and there's also the, like, actual 100 books on my Kobo. Oh, you know, it's good. It's fine.
Yeah, totally.
We have so much time left in the year. We're gonna read all the books. It's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We got time. We got time. Yeah. Also, I have so much time when I'm in Portugal.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be really good. And I feel like
I'm
maybe like
so
that's
excited.
gonna that will then like entice me to write as well. Just 'cause I know that
Yes.
like
Yes.
I know, I mean, 'cause, I mean, I tell you all the time, I cannot be responsible for myself. I just need someone to sit next to me.
Yeah, the body
They don't even
doubling,
have to
the
talk to
body
me.
doubling.
Just so
Yeah,
that
I know, right?
then I can work. I'm so bad at it.
Oh, well.
But my one Tumblr friend kind of started a little like Tumblr writer group, Discord, something or other. So we've all, and we have like, you know, the like brainstorming channel and the writing channel and this whatever, and she's on vacation right now, but she was like, because I and I'd said exactly that. I was like, I can't just like do it on my own. So she also
Yeah.
said once she gets back, she's like, I will work alone together. And I was like, yes,
Yay.
that's all I want anyone to do. Hang out with me, but don't talk to me.
Yeah, no, that absolutely I get.
And then, you know, maybe by the time you get back, the weather will have sorted itself out and we can actually do those things again.
I mean, it better have sorted itself out by June.
You never know. I do remember one time, it was the weekend after May long weekend when I still lived in Manitoba and we had the biggest snowstorm.
I mean, yeah, in Manitoba.
Our friends had like planted all their like trees for their tree farm
Oh,
and
God.
then so they had to like dig them out and like
And that was
cover
after the May
everything
long
and
weekend?
yeah, it was the weekend after.
Okay, jeez.
Yeah.
Because I know that that's the like sort of like general gardening rule for Southern Ontario is don't do anything to your garden until after the May long weekend.
Same. That's always how it was when I grew up,
Yeah.
so that's what it was that they had like gone in and
That's
then they had to
nuts.
like go and get all these tiny little baby trees and
I
save
mean, to be
everything.
fair, depending on where you live in Alberta, you might get snow every
Oh
single
yeah.
month of the year.
True. Yep. Good times.
Yeah, but no, I'm really hoping by June it'll be normal. Better be.
Yeah, we'll get a few hot seconds where we can coffee shop right.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. So excited.
I know, me too. But yeah, what is our next episode? I don't even know. Oh wait, I
Our
do know.
next episode.
It's the Coach House book.
Oh, yes, Sing Nightingale.
Yeah. So as you know, we work with Coach House, which is a Toronto publisher, and we love them.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks with Sing Nightingale by Marie, because I'm like trying to like open up my Kobo.
Yeah, I forget who.
I just remember that it was translated by Rhonda Mullins, who's
I
like
know,
our
same,
girl.
because she, yeah, because she translated Paper Houses and also
Yes.
one of the other books that we
Yeah,
read from
definitely at
Coach
least one of
House.
the other ones,
Yeah.
yeah. Also, I feel like we've done pretty good. We've gone a few, like a good chunk of episodes without mentioning paper houses. So, like,
I know, right?
shout out to us.
Oh, it's Marie-Hélène Poitras.
Yes, right. Yeah, I'm excited for it. It's gonna be different. It's definitely in like
Yeah.
the fantasy realm, I think, so far,
I'm
based on
excited.
what I've read.
I'm really stoked for that. It seems to be like in line with what I'm trying to read.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Love
So,
that.
yay!
Cool.
Feed my fantasy obsession.
Yes. And I'm the opposite. I will take your dark, sad books, please.
I mean, no one says fantasy can't be dark and sad.
As always, we are on the Instagrams, in theory. 2023. I don't know. Another book podcast. We got either way, head to the website, anotherbookontheshelf.com. It's all there. We're doing
Yes.
our thing. We're trying. We're catching up. Who knows
We
what's
are.
going on?
Right?
But otherwise, we'll see y'all in 2 weeks.